Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Wednesday lunch hour. Sun shining now in parts of the province, although we are expecting to get some showers a little bit later on. And as I said, looks like we won't have the warmest night for Halloween. So those that are thinking about and getting prepared for the night to go out with their little ones. In fact, I think we're going out trick-or-treating with my two grandsons, 4 and 1. So you know what's going to happen there. One of them is probably going to be done in about 15 minutes, and the other is going to want to keep filling that sack full of candy. So we may have to split off at one point. Some go back with the youngster, and some of us stay out with Bo. Okay, I'm looking forward to this conversation. So it's always interesting to me. I love it when people who listen to the program will either shoot us an email or send a text in or call in and say, hey, I've got a great suggestion for you for a segment. This is exactly how I got my next guest. We had someone reach out to us who is a regular listener of our show, and she said, you know, I heard you had some young soccer players on talking about their trip to Europe. Well, I have another idea. I live in Hillsdale, Regina, and every year there's a young teenage boy who drops off homemade letters in my mailbox asking for bottle donations. He's a chess player, and each year he's qualified to go to the chess nationals, and he fundraises through a bottle drive every spring to pay for his way to go to nationals. So it's a cool story. I appreciate this listener taking the opportunity to message us about Tobias Sokold. Now, Tobias is a Saskatchewan youth chess player. He's an instructor and a coach. He's a national candidate master and second place finisher at the 2025 Canadian Youth Chess Nationals. Tobias Sokold joining me in studio. Tobias, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Delivering letters to people, collecting bottles to pay your way to nationals.
Yeah.
I love it. And you obviously get great response.
There's lots of people want to donate.
So
it's been great.
You're a young fella. How old are you? 18?
18, yes.
You just graduated high school. How long have you been playing chess?
Well, my brother's a year younger than me. We learned the moves from my dad when we were really young, maybe 2 or 3.
Wait a minute. 2 or 3?
2 or 3. Learned the rules.
The rules to chess, which is, this is a complicated game.
True, yeah. We didn't know much strategy. That's what my dad tells me. I don't know how much we understood at that age, but that's
when
it
started. So you started young.
Yeah.
Obviously, your dad loves chess.
Yeah. He likes chess.
Yeah.
He's not a super advanced player, but he likes the game.
He's no Tobias.
Yeah, exactly. But he liked it enough to teach it to us.
Okay, so you started very young.
Yeah.
And then what? How did that progress?
Well, neither of us, me or my brother, played too much until when I was in grade 4 and he was in grade 3. So we had just moved to Regina, and we got into chess a bit more. We were playing online a little, getting better at the game, learning some strategy. And then some friends of ours in Regina told us about a regional scholastic chess tournament, which was actually the first step towards nationals.
Mm-hmm.
We had no aspirations of going to nationals at that point. But we thought we'd go have some fun, play some chess. And then somehow both of us won regionals, qualified for provincials in Saskatoon. And then we went to provincials, and somehow we actually both won our grade at provincials.
Wow.
Which was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
So the way it works is there's regionals in Regina and in Saskatoon for each grade from 1 to 12. And then there's provincials in Regina or Saskatoon. It alternates back and forth, but there's one provincials for Saskatchewan for each grade, 1 to 12. And then you'll have 12 provincial champions, one for each grade.
Okay.
And then those 12 players make up Team Saskatchewan, and they'll go to wherever nationals happens to be. That moves around the country.
Sure.
And then they'll play against the 9 teams from the other 9
provinces.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So it was at that nationals competition that you placed second.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This
year. That was recently. How many times have you competed in nationals?
I've gone 7 times.
Wow.
So starting in grade 4. And then there was one year that was canceled for COVID. So there was no nationals. And then 1 year I lost in a tiebreak at provincials, actually.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't get to go that year.
Tobias Sokold is my guest, Saskatchewan youth chess player. When you have the title National Candidate Master, what does that mean?
Yeah. So I got that title this year in July. I went to the Canadian Open in Vancouver, BC. And that's the biggest annual chess tournament. Just open to any ages, any levels. But it's a very, very strong field of competition.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few grandmasters, if people have heard of that, the highest chess title at the tournament. And I played really, really well at that tournament. And I got a high enough rating that they awarded me the title of National Candidate Master. I met the rating requirement.
Oh, that's good. So do you have I don't even know if this is a question because I'm not necessarily I'm not a chess expert. Do you have a style? Is there such a thing as a style in chess?
Yeah, definitely. I think some players are more more aggressive. They prefer more sharp tactical positions where there's lots of traps and stuff going on. And then there's players who prefer more closed or slow games where you kind of try to outmaneuver your opponent positionally. I would say I'm more of an aggressive player. Mm-hmm. I prefer more open attacking positions. But as a chess player, you have to know how to play both kinds of positions.
What's the, I've got a couple of texts coming in as you and I are chatting. People, of course, interested in this and wanting to know what's the shortest and what's the longest official chess game you've played?
Okay. So I guess you mean in a tournament.
Yeah, in a formal, like a competition.
Yeah. So over the last 9 or so years, I've played a lot of youth tournaments against people in my grade, specifically at nationals. So kids usually like to play pretty quickly. So I think I've had a few games that were only a couple minutes long where the kid was just blitzing out the moves and game ended pretty quickly. And then for serious tournaments, the time control of those games is called classical. And it means that each player has 90 minutes to make all their moves. And every move they make, they get 30 more seconds. So games can take a long time.
Wow.
I think the longest I've played was probably around 6 hours.
Wow.
Which was a long go, yeah.
That is a long go for sure. And how much does it set the stage for the game as to whether or not you get the first move or your opponent?
Yeah. I think that whether you're white or black, white moves first. I think that matters more at like the highest levels of chess. At a lower level, even at my level of chess, it's not a huge difference. And I think it's mostly preference.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll end up playing different openings at the start of the game, depending which right. side you're playing.
Okay.
So whatever you prefer, yeah.
I mean, my take about chess, and again, I'm not a chess player, although I know Libby, who produces this show, is so excited. She wants you and I to play a chess game, so we are going to set that up. We'll take a quick picture of it. It will be quick because but there's not luck really involved, is there, Tobias?
Yeah, not so much.
I mean, you think about a game that involves dice, for example,
yeah.
There is an element of luck. With chess, I mean, is luck even a thing? To me, it would all be strategy.
Yeah, I think it all is. Even a game like poker, for example, where people say it is a skillful game, and
sure
I'd agree, but there is some luck,
right?
With the cards that come up, the cards you're dealt. But in chess, all the information is completely available to both players,
right?
And it's just who can assess that information better and make better decisions.
Right.
And then I guess you could say there's some luck involved in if things happen in the chess game, that's good for a player that neither of you saw because it's just really deep or really complicated. It can feel a little lucky sometimes.
Sure.
But really, in principle, there's no luck in chess.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the information's there, and you got to do your best.
So you are actually doing some coaching now, right? You've started a little business on the side. How's that going?
Pretty well. I've got quite a few students, actually. Still looking for more, but about a month ago, I started coaching one student who was interested. They were a previous bottle drive donor, and they were looking for lessons. Yeah. So I started coaching just him to kind of get a feel for coaching.
Sure.
And then just a couple of weeks ago, I put out a more public call mm-hmm. for students.
So people can go to your Facebook page. Again, my guest is Tobias Sockold, and they can go to your Facebook page. That's where they can find out details about.
Yeah, I made a post on there, I think about a week and a half ago. So there's a poster, all the info's there, my contact.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we're going to, I think you and I are going to take a picture of the very brief chess game that we will play. We'll throw that on Facebook. We'll throw a link there to your Facebook page as well.
Perfect.
So that people can find out. So what's on the horizon? Have you got a big tournament coming up? Is it looking forward to next year's Nationals? What are your dreams?
Yeah. So for Nationals, I just finished my last year because I graduated high school. Goes up to grade 12. So I'm done that now, but my younger brother is now in grade 12. He might make Nationals this year, which would be cool. I also have a brother in grade 4 who's interested in chess. So I'm kind of training him right now.
Nice.
And hopefully he'll make the team and be able to go. Nationals is in Winnipeg this year. And I'll be going with an older friend of mine who's been coaching Team Sask for a bit. He used to play on it too. So we'll kind of be the two coaches. We'll take the 12 kids to Winnipeg. So that'll be fun.
That's awesome.
For my personal chess goals, I've got the Southern Alberta Open coming up in November. So that's kind of my next tournament that I'm preparing for.
Okay. And then bigger dreams than that? I mean, is there a world stage that you'd like to grasp someday?
Yeah. When you're a kid, there's a system and you can make it to Worlds. I think this year was in Kazakhstan. I didn't ever do that. But now that I'm an adult, I'll just play in bigger and bigger tournaments. And the goals are to get higher rating and higher titles.
Yeah.
So right now, I just got National Candidate Master this summer. And then my next goal will be National Master, which is the highest title that the Canadian Chess Federation gives out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we look forward to following along with your career. You're off to a great start, Tobias. We appreciate you stopping by. We will set up the chess game here at the site. By the way, your beautiful chess set at home, what does it look like? Or do you have one that someday you'd like to have? Chess set made of ivory or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. So I have one set at home. It's got a nice, I think it's quartz or some kind of crystal.
Sure.
So the board's pretty heavy. I think the board's marble actually. And then the pieces are pretty nice, but, I think one of the pawns is already broken. They're pretty fragile. So usually I just play with a rubber board, plastic pieces.
There you go.
Yeah. Standard set. Yeah.
You can win no matter what the board, right?
I try.
Tobias, this has been a good chat. Thanks so much for coming in. We're going to set up the board. You and I all have a quick game here on the side.
Thanks for having me.
Tobias Sockold, who is a Saskatchewan youth chess player, instructor. He's a coach. He's done so well on the national stage this year, second place at the 2025 Canadian Youth Chess Nationals. And if you've got someone you know that's interested in chess lessons and learning about chess, you can go to his Facebook page, Tobias Sockold, and connect with him there. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.